It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Bat Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. Check out GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs that you can rent for individual games, free shuttle to and from the game. Large
and
projection
see me at
TV.
The Wisconsin game?
Yes. Large projection TV, free Wi-Fi.
I stayed
free
there
Wi-Fi.
Last week.
Again?
Yeah, again.
You've stayed there twice?
I stayed there twice.
Nice.
It's really
now you're
nice.
Just freeloading, aren't you?
Exactly. It's exactly what I'm doing.
You can also enjoy tailgating with 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue and Wine, along with Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and Labatt Beer. There's still a couple of RVs left for the Ohio State game. I'll say that again. There's still a couple of RVs
really?
Left for the Ohio State game.
And that's a night game. You need the RV for that game so you can sleep there that night.
No traffic.
That's a no-brainer.
I think Mark is sneaking a couple extra RVs in because it's Ohio State.
Yeah, that's a no. I mean, that's if there's one game you do it for, it's that one, so you can just stay right there near the stadium that night.
And you know what? They're doing all of the Friday night tailgate party with the barbecue, the brats, the wine, the beer. And oh, Kevin's going to be there also.
Nice. Famous Kevin.
Yep.
Andrew, you're doing an incredible job with this commercial as we interrupt you.
Thank you.
I know I usually rip you, but this is actually really impressive. And you're not wearing the go-to shirt. You're wearing a KSN shirt.
I had it out. I had my Thursday shirt out.
But or did the missus set it out?
No. I was going to wear this shirt and then wear the Thursday shirt underneath it and then unveil it for you. But then I thought, no, that's geeky. By the way, go to PSURV.com for all the details and get your RV for the Ohio State game.
You have laser-like focus.
I'm on my game.
You are locked in today.
I am locked in for the Friday night Big Ten opener. Penn State 63, Kent State 10. This is Tucker's Tape. Ross Tucker is going to look back at that game, see some of the things that stood out to him. Good, bad, and ugly. Doesn't matter. He'll hit a little bit of all of it. And then tell us what he thinks it means going forward. We're also joined by our boss, Jim Galante. I'm just reminding you, as you guys heard earlier. All right, Ross, let's go. Penn State 63, Kent State 10. I was impressed, even though you think 63-10 is a blowout. I thought I saw some really good things, but
63-10 is a blowout, but it's hard to do. I don't care who you're playing.
Right.
I mean, look, we just saw Akron beat Northwestern. You know, there are, in fact, there was a bunch of Big Ten teams.
BYU beat Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean,
Purdue got beat.
So this is what you do, all right? You play a team from the MAC, you crush them. That's what you need to do if you're Penn State. That's what they did. In terms of specifics moving forward, you know, again, there were a couple of examples where Michael Mennett had a nose guard head up on him, and his size is not his strength.
Correct.
Right? So he got knocked back a little bit, and yet again, a couple of examples of the guards not really helping him. It drives me bananas. You watch, okay? By the way, that first touchdown pass, the guard actually did help him, but it was late, and Michael needs to be smart enough to know that even if your hands are inside, if the guy nails him from the side and he's being knocked over, as soon as a guy goes to the ground and your hands are outside the framework of your body, they're going to call hold every time.
Correct.
Like, so as soon as it would have been Gonzalez hit him, you got to let him go then. And let them go to the ground.
Let them go to the ground.
If they see that, they'll be hold. I still get frustrated by the guards and them not helping him as much as I think that they should. Them vacating space a little bit. I don't really blame them. It doesn't seem like they're coached very well. Their initial footwork should be to just be a rock right there for Michael, looking at their next responsibility. If the next responsibility comes, then you go. If not, then you destroy that guy. I saw Gonzalez do it a couple times. I'll give him credit for that. They did rotate a little bit, McGovern and C.J. Thorpe, which I thought was interesting. C.J. Thorpe is really interesting.
Yeah.
He is as good as he is as a run blocker, and he might be the best one they have right now. That's how much of a liability he is as a pass blocker.
He is.
He's cannot put him liability. In a game. I mean, in a real game. I'm not sure. I think what they're doing is they want to have – I think they're rewarding Thorpe because they like him. But also, they want to make sure if something happens to Mennett, are we putting in Zach Simpson at center, or are we moving McGovern to center and putting C.J. Thorpe in at right guard?
Yeah, I have a question on that. You talk about C.J. Thorpe, his pass blocking isn't great. Is that a physical limitation or just needing to be coached up?
I'd say more coached up because he played at Pittsburgh Central Catholic. They ran almost all the time.
They hardly ever throw the ball.
But he's now a redshirt freshman. He's got a lot of practices under his belt. I'd like to see more improvement than I've seen. He's still lunging forward too much. They need to teach him to just do it like it's a run block. Like, just treat it, like, just jump a guy like it's a run block. But it's a liability to me right now. So let's hope none of the offensive linemen get hurt. You know, really impressed with their deep threat wide receivers, you know, having Tompkins, having Hamler. But I also need to say this. Juwan Johnson almost looks like he's slower to me this year. I'm not exactly sure what it is. And I don't know if you guys – did you go to the game yet or did you watch on TV?
I watched it on TV.
Did you hear what Brando and Spencer Tillman were saying about Juwan Johnson?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear about that? Yes. They don't make that up, yeah, right? So, like, the coaches told them that it appears as if there are some focus or concentration issues. The sense I got is that the coaches aren't real happy with Juwan Johnson right now.
One of the things that I've talked with my friends about was he seems a little indifferent in running his patterns. Now, maybe it's just like you said, he's a little slower. What is that a thing that he's indifferent?
I don't know what's going on, but I was expecting a lot more so far. He doesn't seem like he's locked in. He's hardly done anything. Now, he had a touchdown taken away because of the Freiermuth pick, but he just doesn't – they need him. Like, to beat the teams they want to beat, they need him to make big plays. And it's almost like he's regressed from last year. And they had more drops. Brandon Polk had a drop. Holland had a drop. The penalties obviously hurt them early. I got to tell you this. Their offensive line is good.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're very good.
They're very good, I would say.
Like, the first drive, I think, or last drive of the second quarter maybe – you know, they just gave it to Mark Allen. It was just bing, bang, boom down the field. Then I think they bring in Ricky Slade, bing, bang, boom. I mean, they could run at will. And you notice the difference between the first string and the second string offensive line. When the second string offensive line, that didn't happen. They had to throw it over the top. They weren't able to just churn out 7 or 8 yards each.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single game RV experience. That's gopsurv.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue, and Labatt Blue Light. Blue, blue, and white. Drink blue and light. It's Tucker's Tape, quarter number two. Andy Shea, Ross Tucker, Jim Galante is joining us. We're talking about Ross's takeaways from the Penn State Kent State game, some of the things he means going forward. I wanted to piggyback real quick on Juwan Johnson and say, you could talk about a lot of things. It just doesn't look like he's making himself available. Does that make sense? Like, he's not making himself available to Trace. Other guys are working harder to make themselves more available, and that's why he's not seeing the ball very much.
All I know is
they need him.
But when Tim Brando and Spencer Tillman say what they say, that means in the production meeting, that's rare for coaches to, like, basically call a player out like that. But they did. They're not happy with him. That's blatantly obvious. I always tell you guys, you can learn a lot about what the coaches think just by listening to Matt Millen, you know, because he's talking to the coaches. The other thing I'll say about the offensive line, couple real bad snaps for Will Fries.
Yeah,
he
I
got
saw
beat
too.
Around the edge and was just
– he looks
slow. The second time, I think he thought a stunt was coming and got beat around the edge. That's the one that Trace got absolutely smoked on.
Right.
Fumbled but I told you guys this before. I still think he's better than Chaz, right? I still think he should be in there all the time. But now I'm seeing why it didn't happen right away. Those were two concerning snaps.
Gotcha. I wanted to go back to Juwan Johnson again. Obviously, the coaches recognize something. Like you said, if you're his coach, what are you telling him right now, Juwan Johnson? If you had him right here and had a chance to talk to him, what would you say?
I'm just saying, what's going on? What's your problem? You know, we thought you'd take a big step this year. You don't seem like you're into it. You don't seem like you're engaged. You're not getting open. You're not blocking. You're dropping passes. Like, something going on in your home life, your personal life? And I'm being serious. Yeah. Like, I think you do, what you do is you ask questions to try to find out why he's not doing what you'd like to see him do. It's a good question, Jim. Once again, you're doing a better job than Bob this week. A couple other things I want to get in here, right? We take McSorley for granted. We really do. I mean, some of his throws on the run. My favorite play of the whole game might have been his tackle on the pick. Yeah. It went through Miles Sanders' hands.
Saved him four
points. Now you know why people thought he might be a safety. Right. You see his burst? That's a corner.
Yeah.
That's a corner. And Trace turned on the afterburn and hawked that guy down. Very impressive. The two other things I thought were really noticeable were the linebackers. Cam Brown, tremendous athlete. He's physical, but twice, it's like he didn't know where his help was. He didn't understand leverage, and that really bothers me because those are the things that get you beat. Like, twice he was approaching the ball carrier, and he had a defender helping him. So what you do then is you go for the inside shoulder because you if the guy goes outside, you got another guy there. Both times he took a poor angle and the guy cut it back inside. And actually, before they went to commercial, you could see Brent. They were talking about Brent Pry, and Brent Pry was looking at him being like, "That's twice. That's twice. What are you doing?" He's too good, and he's a third year guy to be doing that. The other thing is, I know people are excited about Luketa. I'm excited about Luketa. He's still not there yet. I mean, there was a third down where there was nobody near his zone. He didn't close the space to the guy. It was an easy third down conversion. There was another play, a couple plays where he could not get off blocks to save his life. So he's a true freshman. That's okay. They should just keep giving him playing time. But I've seen people suggest that he'll be starting in a couple weeks. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think
that's would surprise me.
What about Cam Brown or Koa Farmer in your opinion so far? 12 quarters. I think he's on the edge.
He did nothing notable. Micah Parsons does things that are noticeable. Farmer was not the same.
That was where I was headed. You mentioned Luketa. What about Micah? Are you seeing progress from him every game?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. It seems like he does a great job running the ball. I mean, the one play that was Cam's issue, and Micah Parsons almost made the play. It's crazy how much he reminds me of LeVar Arrington.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, the 11 just kills it, but just seeing him run around out there, how physical he is, his burst, I mean, he looks like LeVar. He really does.
Did you see the little Twitter thing going on where Franklin was saying how fast Owe is?
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thanks, Ross.
You're welcome, man.
All right. They are your questions, his answers. Ask Russ is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.